Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Ken Grombach on the show, ladies and gentlemen. The first year of our 18 years ago, more than 17 and three quarter years ago, we got to meet someone who's become a good friend of ours, Ken Grombach. He's an original founding member of our Brain Trust, which is the thing that he's the most proud of, I'm sure. And we introduce you to him and his new book, Common Census. Since then, he's become one of the world's experts on demography. He's the author of The Age Curve, which is one of my favorite books. And as I say, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, Ken Grombach. Welcome back.
Thank you, my friend. Good to be here. And congratulations. That's it. 18 years. I cannot believe it.
Well, in March, we'll have your 18th anniversary here.
There we go. Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for being here. You've got some thoughts for us on what you're seeing in terms of food packaging, right? Why should we care about that?
Well, you should care about it because it's everything about marketing. It's about products that are going to come and go. I'm afraid, and I'm not some, and I say afraid because I'm not an advocate of this, that sugar is going to be the new tobacco.
Yeah.
You're literally seeing, the candy industry, the confection industry, and I'm going to be speaking to the National Confectioners, I think in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
This is very serious. This is very serious for candy, because I think the new generation, the generation that's going to shape our consumerism in the United States is currently 11 to 30 years old. Which means they're just, and they're bigger than the boomers. This is the generation that's
right.
bigger than the boomers by at 80, least
84 million, right?
Yeah, a little bit more than that, actually. But yes, that would be a good number. They're going to change soft drinks. I mean, Coca-Cola is really hurting, even Pepsi now and others. Soft drinks that are just sugar water,
mm-hmm.
Are going to go south. They're going to go south.
After 110 years of dominating our landscape and our culture, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. Imagine too. You know there are food chains now. When you check out in a supermarket, what's right there at kid level?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the candy.
They're taking it out.
Well, there are people out there who are starting to move, and pretty powerful people are calling sugar poison.
Yeah.
There's a tete-a-tete going on right now between Ackman, one of the raiders, corporate raiders, and his own mentor, what's his name from Omaha, you know who I'm talking about, the Oracle.
Yeah.
I'll say his name in a minute. Anyway, how can I forget it? The guy,
senior moment.
Yeah. Well, the guy is has invested heavily in Coca-Cola, and Ackman now is calling Coca-Cola. He's calling Coca-Cola out for their poisonous products. He says that this all that sugar water has been a scourge on America.
Yeah.
That's there's a lot of that kind of conversation. And he's no teenager.
No.
He's a billionaire investor.
And something that relates directly to your book about the changing of the relationship of the buyers and the sellers. The sellers can no longer control the buyers through marketing, because marketing, as we know it, especially to this new group, it's 11 to 30.
Right.
They don't respond to marketing.
That's right. They don't listen to commercials. They don't even hang out where the commercials are, do they?
No, not at all.
By the way, that's Warren Buffett is who I was trying to, the name I was trying to come up with.
Warren Buffett!
Yeah, that guy.
My man Warren Buffett, who just bought, he made a liar out of me just recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was at a presentation, and I said that the trucking will overwhelm rail now, and the rail guys jumped on me,
and I
had to take it back, because I looked at Buffett's reasoning for,
right.
I mean, he's spent billions on a railroad.
But he's the guy who's also bet on Coca-Cola. And as I said, you know, there are people who are talking about that. So wrap this up for us. We've got 20 seconds. What do you expect to see over the next 5, 10 years?
Well, what's going to happen is the confectioners are going to have to take over their own brand. They're going to have to get a message out somehow that it's not poison.
The way beef and pork did 20 years ago.
Yeah, or they're going to lose it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very interesting. So it's almost 20 till. We're going to be right back with Ken Graubach. We come back, I'm going to get Ken to overlay his demographic vision and genius, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the European front right now and the implications for America. 20 till, stay with us. And I found out
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.